Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Another consequence of the coronavirus pandemic has been a shortage of lumber and building materials, driving the prices of these commodities higher. For example, a sheet of plywood that cost $13 to $14 6 months ago will now run you nearly $67 per sheet. The problem has been one of simple supply and demand. Much of the lumber the U.S. uses comes from Canada, which, thanks to stringent government lockdowns in that country, is now unavailable. And the lumber that is ready to be used can't be trucked due to a shortage of drivers. And it's not just plywood. Drywall has been hard to find, as well as PVC piping. Governor Mark Gordon recently announced Wyoming will no longer take advantage of the federal government's enhanced unemployment program, which saw people take home as much as $1,600 per month in an effort to spur idle workers back to the time clock. A Casper man who was wrongly arrested when police came looking for another man may be headed to a jury trial to resolve his case. Caleb Clark, a black man, was inside the Gaslight Social after a shift as a bouncer there in July of 2018. He was wearing his work uniform and was sober, according to court documents. Then three Casper police officers came in looking for someone else, a Lucas Sanchez, who they were looking for on a warrant out of Johnson County. When they allegedly accused Clark of being the one they were looking for, he told them that he wasn't. Clark's lawsuit states, when he refused to show them his identification, they placed him under arrest. He was charged with disturbing the peace for yelling and resisting after officers began putting him in handcuffs, court documents state. Clark has filed a suit in the case alleging officers violated the 4th and 14th Amendments in subjecting him to an unlawful search and seizure on the basis of his race. And he very well may have a case. In a similar incident, Casper police arrested a man for interference after he refused to identify himself to officers responding to reports of him sitting in a parked car outside his girlfriend's house waiting for her to get home. He appealed his conviction, and a Natrona County District Court decision said, just 1 month before Clark's arrest, that citizens who aren't suspected of a crime have no obligation to give their name or identification to law enforcement. As part of the settlement in that matter, which won the man nearly $150,000, Casper Police agreed to update its policies to reflect the ruling. Clark's complaint states that the department and, by proxy, the city failed to adequately train or supervise officers to handle these types of situations. In their answer to the suit, the city's lawyers deny that the practice was in place at that time. They also assert that officers' qualified immunity, as part of their post, should protect them from the suit.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint. And when you buy a sample, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you want a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace.
Pal Ace Hardware has all the supplies and parts you need for your home improvement projects. Stop in today for painter's tape, drop cloths, brushes, and more. Pal Ace, downtown Pal.
Gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon on 1 gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
It's been a tough few days on Wyoming highways after a series of crashes claimed the lives of motorists involved. A near head-on crash east of Cheyenne early Saturday afternoon left one person dead and three others injured. A motorcycle accident near Boisen State Park took the life of a 34-year-old Wyoming woman who was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash, and A 22-year-old Colorado man was killed when he crashed south of Laramie. That driver was buckled up, but the force of the crash still ejected him from his vehicle. Driver inattention and speed are being investigated as the cause in each of the crashes. 32 drivers have now lost their lives on Wyoming highways in 2021. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.